to Tailgate Country on the Horn. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Tailgate Country is where we bring the tailgate right to you. So, drop the tailgate and join us for the next hour as we talk all things sports, music, grilling, and we may even mix in a cocktail and some cold beer. And now here's your host, Cliff Crable.
Good morning, Austin. What a great morning it is. We are in a packed house.
Yeah.
Here at Red's Barbershop, as promised. So if you don't know about Red's Barbershop, it is owned by the one and only Corey Redding, and he is sitting to my left. Good morning, Corey.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
So I heard a story about you. Before we bring Amanda in, I got to get to this with you.
Uh-oh.
Let me scoot back.
I heard kind of how you got into the whole barbershop deal, but I kind of want to hear it from you. I heard you've been cutting hair for a minute or two here.
Yes. Picked up my first pair of clippers when I was, 9 or 10 years old. My mother, working two jobs and, trying to raise, a family of four, didn't really have all the resources and means for us to just look dapper every week. So my mom went to the store, bought a pair of clippers and said, one of y'all need to learn how to cut. And I was the first one to grab it and start cutting chili bowls at that time, progress from chili bowls to nice little fades and just kept it going throughout my whole life. Up to the point where I was getting in trouble by Coach Pagano when I was with the Colts because we were kind of cutting nice designs in the rookies' heads during training camp. So
that's the story I heard.
It was a lot of fun.
And Pagano, not so much on that wagon.
Not so much. He said, if you're going to do some team bonding, do it in a way that nobody's getting hurt, and then let it fester for about 2 days, and then cut everybody bald and make sure we're good. So I said, okay.
You should have rolled him in for a haircut.
I tried, but he was like, I'm the head coach.
So yeah, he was having none of it.
Nah, I know, right?
So now you got this wonderful shop, and I've been getting my hair cut here for a while now, thanks to Christina Harbor. She takes good care of me.
Yes.
It's a special place, though. Like, when you walk in here, if you're a Longhorn fan, a sports fan, this is where you want to get your hair cut.
Of course.
I mean, come on, folks. It's right here. You have a nice haircut. You meet some nice people. You're supporting a Longhorn legend. And then you roll right next door to Cover 3 for some lunch and a cocktail or happy hour, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
I can't think of a better situation.
This is a guy's paradise on the west end of 6th Street.
You have
a barbershop where you could come in and just be treated like a king.
Right.
Whether that's a 30-minute haircut or a 30-minute haircut and a 30 or 45-minute shave, and then you're walking out of here feeling great. And then you can go next door, grab some appetizers, grab a beer or two or maybe a spirit or whatever, and then just sit there and kick back and relax. Out here on West 6th Street, this is a man's hidden gem out here, and you got to come check us out.
Just a good hang. Yeah, just hang out.
Yes.
And that's the key part. Like, when you walk into most barbershops, there's this big counter right when you walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as inviting. You walk in here and there's this giant leather couch built for guys like me and Corey, so you're comfortable. It's easy to sit down. I walked in. We had just set up for the show this morning, and they had those little plastic chairs out, and I said, oh, we can't do that. So we just kicked those chairs out, and we're right here on the couch. And then I go and I look at Corey's foundation page, and he's wearing just about the same shirt. Styling just the same way, sitting in the same spot on that website. And that segues me into the reason I'm really here today. We get a great opportunity to talk to a lot of Longhorn legends, NFL guys, et cetera, et cetera. Very few of them are doing work at the level that Corey Redding's foundation is doing. And I'd like to talk about that with you, Corey. A, where did it start from? What was the basis for you starting the foundation? And it's expanded to an amazing level now. And I really want to talk about how it got there.
Well.
That was a long question, wasn't it? And matched a big sigh.
It was. But it started on the 40 acres. First 2 years at UT, I was a communications undergrad. And realized by my junior year, I had to pick a course in that communication field, whether it's radio, television, et cetera. And I realized that I wanted to make a change. Went to Ms. Jean Bryan, and she coached me through different things that's on my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I wanted to be an educator. You know, mm-hmm. I like working with people and just wanted to learn a little bit more about that. So switched over my junior year to the College of Education. There I met Richard Ortega, now the assistant dean, and he pointed me into, you know, the ALD side, where there's, you know, teacher certifications and working with kids. Then I start taking a class on every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning. I had to drive to Round Rock to go and mentor two or three children. And in that class, that's where my heart was pierced into mm-hmm. helping kids in the inner cities of Austin and Houston and wherever I was going to be. And so when I went into the NFL, I created the Corey Redding Foundation. And whatever city that I was playing in, I would reach out through the NFL Play 60 and organizations, mm-hmm. where the organizations that have the most need. And I mm-hmm. want to go and entrench myself with them, partner with them, and to do, you know, community outreach programs for them to help drive revenue towards their programs. And that's where it all started.
Right. And I'll tell you, I've developed a close friendship with Richard. Mm-hmm. What a great man he
great
is.
Great man. Great man.
I love him. He does our tailgates with us out there now, and those have grown from, you know, little to ridiculous in 1 year.
Yes.
And him and I have just gotten closer and closer, and the work he does is amazing. And I see it coming through now talking to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so awesome that we were blessed when we were playing to have these folks that could kind of go like, this is, they sensed who you were and helped you find that location that was going to be right for you.
Yes.
Now, you've got something immediately going on with a young man here. I believe he's coming here February 27th. Can you tell us a little bit about what we're doing there? I think that's a mentoring situation as well.
Yes, I was approached by Ms. Katie Young, and she's involved with the program that helped children who are in, you know, foster care or, you know, real tough situations find a better solution for themselves, find safe homes for them. And it's a program where that they advertise on TV on a monthly basis. And so she reached out to me. She told me the young man's situation, and I was just, you know, touched by it. And I told her, whatever you want to do, let's do it. So we're setting up a situation where he's coming in at 10 o'clock on the 27th, and we're going to get him a haircut, treat him like a king, mm-hmm. Play maybe checkers with him, and I'm going to beat him. I'm telling him, I'm going to bring my A game.
You're not going easy.
I'm not. Maybe go outside, throw the football with him. Just put my arms around him and tell him that you are loved and people do care about you.
That's
and
awesome.
We want the best for you, right? And just have that moment with him. And hopefully with that kind of exposure, we'll reach someone's heart, see that this young man needs a great home, and hopefully adopt him. And that's what it's all about, man.
Well, we're all in on this. We're going to get that word out leading up to there as much as we can, because I just think that that's God's work, man.
That's
perfect stuff out there that you're doing. And he's blessed to have that coming into his life. He doesn't know it yet, but he'll know it then. So with the foundation, the core of it is primarily supporting youth here in Austin. And you've done a ton of good work, and you've got a lot of events. Golf tournament coming up this year?
April 13th at Avery Ranch. There's a golf tournament. By all means, everyone go to the website, sign up. There are sponsorship opportunities for holes, team opportunities for you to register your team and go out here and play. It's a who's who event, you know. But more importantly, it's not about who's going to be there. It's about the cause. I want people to show up and really have a great round of golf, in the mindset of raising funds for the organization. The last 2 years, we supported six organizations and awarded over $75,000 in grant money.
That's great.
That's $75,000 wouldn't have been given to these organizations who really need it for these children if it wasn't for people opening their hearts and their wallets and their resources and pouring into because of the fact that they believe in what we're doing. It's not just lip service. Mm-hmm. We don't collect the funds and let it sit there for a few years and then try to do something with it. The moment we get the funds, we allocate it out throughout the year, and then in December, we have the three organizations show up to a remote location. We hand the checks to them, and they go off with tears in their eyes going to pour that into the organization. And then next year, we reload and do it again.
That's awesome work. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to myself, Cliff Grable, and Tailgate Country. I know this is our new time slot, and if you haven't been on in the last couple of weeks, I'm not a NASCAR guy. We're not going to go fast in circles, and the best I can do is make a vroom noise. But I do tailgate at NASCAR, if that counts. I'm joined by, as usual, the lovely Amanda Tatum.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And today, Corey Redding. And we've actually got kind of a wrestling guru sitting at the end of the table. Stu Meyer. Good morning, Stu. Thanks for sitting in with us. And my trainer just walked in from On It, so no junk food allowed anywhere near me, all right?
Hide the snacks.
Yeah. He's been doing a great job over at On It with me, so now I have to behave myself now that he's walked in. Tell me about the barbershop now. I know it's a passion of yours, and I'm sitting here looking at you figuring out, how do I get those cool little things in my hair like you have?
Oh, the waves?
Yeah. I'm guessing I don't... That's not going to work.
Nah.
Hunter Stewart rolled in, and he wanted some hair extensions and some highlights. Johnny Rogers, while Johnny's sitting across from us, and if you listened in last week, his beard has got grayer since last week. Guys only know me a week, and I got his beard gray right quick. Anyway, so this is a passion for you.
Yes.
Been here how long now?
6 years.
That's all, just 6 years. It's a staple in the community.
Yes.
If you have not got your hair cut here, you need to. And I'm going to have a little fun with my friend Amanda right now.
Uh-oh.
So there's been this time that's been going on now since we've known each other. Mm-hmm. I guess it's 6 or 7 months now. Mm-hmm. And Amanda's very popular out there in the social media world, Instagram, in the fashion world. Me, not so much.
Well, thank you.
You know, you go on her Instagram and there's all this, how she's doing her hair, how she's doing this, how she's doing that. I'm kind of secretive about that, Corey. I don't really let my trade secrets out. But today I'm going to let my trade secrets out. I come here.
Well, now I know.
To Red's Barbershop. Christina Harbor takes care of me. She taught me how to put my gel in right. She's teaching me something new all the time.
And I've noticed.
Right. Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, so, I'm complimenting you.
Yes, like, you did.
I'm going to Red.
So what we're going to do after the show today, everybody go to Facebook Live. We're going to give you an opportunity to really see what Red's Barbershop looks like. Mm-hmm. You'll see Corey rolling around here.
Welcome to Tailgate
you'll be able
Country
to spot him easily.
On the Horn. Brought to you
and we have mystery stuff coming up. I don't know what happened there. That's okay. but we're going to have a good time with that. And we'll see exactly how I get my fashion on.
I'm waiting with bated breath.
I don't know that I could do it every day like you do it, but
well, I don't do it every day.
It's nice for me to do it here.
Yeah. I don't drive carpool
in
my bathroom.
Great place.
You know that.
Yeah, and that scares me, but that's a whole other conversation.
I have a quick question for Corey, though.
Let's do it.
I keep hearing a theme of, like, time and love, and I know the finance and the money part is very important in helping these kids achieve their dreams and change situations, but for people who are home thinking, I can't really donate, what does it mean, though, to you as a young man who had mentors growing up? What does time mean to somebody and just showing somebody that you care and how that can make a difference?
That's the biggest indicator that shows love is your time. You're giving up something, mm-hmm. you know, and nothing is more precious than, you know, time spent.
Yeah.
Valuable time spent with someone to let them know that they are loved. Look, the biggest thing that, you know, kids really want to hear is just four words. I believe in you, mm-hmm. you know. Three words, I love you. You know, a lot of kids don't get that on a consistent basis. And, you know, more than anything, I tell them, you know, you can give them gifts, you can give them money, you can do all these different things, but volunteer your time. We have a football camp here at Reagan High School June 1st. Come out and support. Come out and be a volunteer. If you don't have the resources, come be a volunteer. Go to the Corey Redding Foundation's website. Sign up on our email subscription list. And through that, we will look for people who have a heart of serving. That's really what it's all about. The foundation, this barbershop, everything that I do that I'm a part of, it's about serving. Not myself, but serving others and bettering their lives. And together, we can make a difference. And that's what it's really all about.
I love that. I needed to hear that this morning. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it even more.
Make me cry.
Well, don't cry. Because all that stuff you did on Instagram on how you got pretty this morning will get wrecked
by
that.
It's your cute haircut that's making me cry.
Yeah, trust me. Sitting next to me makes me cry. I know.
What is it about women that put their, you know, they do all that process on and they look so wonderful and beautiful.
And then they look.
Cliff, you and I can't do that because people are just like, that might turn everybody off. That might be the thing that kills social media, quite frankly.
Well, I'm aware that I have a face for radio, and I'm okay with it.
I've been that way. I've been that way with you for forever.
As long as I'm with Hunter Stewart a lot, I look good, though. So that's all right.
Why do you think I hang out with a bunch of wrestlers?
Well, that explains a lot. But you do have a unique, styly selfie pose that you do. Let's see that pose. Can we see the pose?
I'd share your techniques.
Corey's got it down pat.
It's nothing more than just, okay, here's the thing. I have short arms. That's all it is to it. So I have to I'm trying to compose the picture while using my short arms and trying to get everything in, and it's just.
Well, you know they have selfie sticks.
That's what I was going to say. We just saved his life.
You're right.
I have one.
I have
one. But your arms are too short to get out of the closet.
It's one of those things you're somewhere and you don't have it with you. You know, I only carry it in certain occasions. Mm-hmm. It's a whole process thing.
Corey, I don't know about you and your experience playing, but the guys that I knew that had those short arms, there was a reason their arms were short.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so they couldn't get to that wallet to pay for dinner.
Oh my God.
Or to pay to go into a spot or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And I've been with Stu a few times, and I've noticed he's trying. It's just not happening.
Come on now. Come on. That's awful.
Now, Stu, you can't come on for the first time for the whole show and not get
poked fun at
a little bit.
You know,
that's what we do here.
I've gotten worse, believe me. No, Corey's story is so cool. And, you know, not only do I host Sports Guys Talking Wrestling, but I'm also privileged to be on the board for Austin Chapter of NFL Alumni.
Yep.
And we've worked with Corey so many times, and Corey has been so good. I get to go to his casino event next week. I'm looking so forward to that.
How about bowling, Corey? How's your bowling game?
Oh,
bowling
man.
Game?
Yeah.
I bet you zing it.
I'm trying to get the whole curve down, Pat, but, you know, with years of punching guys and my wrists are not that strong, so you know what? I'm not about that.
Yeah.
I'm about hard, fast, down the middle.
That's
you give me
too.
A 14, size 14 ball, and I'm throwing it. By the time it touched the wood, it's halfway down the lane.
See,
boom!
That's how I bowl there.
And it's exploding the pins.
I did get some word from Cullen Loeffler that there were some dents in the lanes over there at
yes.
High five
yes.
from some of our bowling styles.
Yes, yes.
Now, our video producer who's looking at us, he's affectionately known on the show as Rolly Cannoli.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
His mother doesn't like that I call him Rolly Cannoli. She wants me to call him Mr. Rolly, but that's not funny. But he's got this interesting bowling style that I've only seen like three or four other people do. And he uses this two-handed approach, and then he spins it out, and then it goes like a professional bowler.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't figure it out. And then you and I go up there.
I can't do it.
And
I have the bumpers on, and I'm going granny style, just praying it makes it down there.
No, so that was a great event, by the way,
yes.
that we did with Cullen and the bowling event. And we thank NFL alumni. In fact, sitting across from there, I think he's awake from his nap. Good morning, Chris.
He now just jumped.
Chris, you know what we deal with.
Yeah, Chris McNally, you know, you never know whether he's taking a nap or he's wide awake. He's got the same look on his face. But to go back to the NFL Alumni Association, for those of you who don't know about the work that they do in town, we've just touched a little bit on it with you this morning
mm-hmm.
and the great efforts that we're making to have great partnerships with the city of Austin and the surrounding areas. And if I'm not mistaken, Stu, and you can correct me if I'm wrong since I'm new to it, we're like the top fundraiser in the country.
Yes.
And
we have been for the last at least 4 or 5 years. There are, I think now, 30 chapters across the country, NFL alumni, nationwide organization. Twofold mission, player advocacy, helping out former players that might be in dire straits or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we also fundraise for children's charities through events like a golf tournament, like Sporting Clays. We just had our Super Bowl raffle, you know, a wonderful couple got a chance to go to Super Bowl in Atlanta. And through the fundraising, we are the number one chapter in the organization, and we have, like I said, we have been for about the last 5 years.
Well, I just want to touch on something that's coming up with us that we've partnered together, Tailgate Country, NFL Alumni Association, and I want to go on record this morning specifically to Covert Cadillac. Covert Cadillac has come up and supported us doing Rodeo Austin Barbecue in a big way.
Yeah.
So we're going to be out there.
Love that event.
We've got some NFL guys cooking. We got some NFL guys bringing Gigi's cupcake desserts. Casey Studdard's going to be at the helm of the grill. We just found out 2 days ago, Nestor Andrus, who's from Texas, but a Nashville recording artist and gifted writer, coming in to play the VIP event for us. And listen, our cooks are pretty good, Core, but I can tell you one thing for sure, and nobody who's listening to the show tell anybody else that's competing in this thing, we're going to win the social party. 100% we're going to win the social party. That. We've got a special thing coming in. You've got to come to our tent area, which we're going to find out where that is on Tuesday, and we'll get that out to everybody. But there's going to be a special kind of ride there.
It's special.
And it commemorates what happened for all of us in New Orleans at the Sugar Bowl.
Ah, okay. He's throwing out hits.
So there may be a Bevo lookalike that you can take for a ride, and you might not stay on the whole time, but it'll be there.
But doggone it, it's going to be fun.
And no doggone it fun, but there may or may not be a Georgia Bulldog attached to the front of it. So while you're riding this situation, you may be knocking a bull around. I don't want to get into too many branding things here, but promise you it's going to be unique to our area. We know thousands and thousands of people come to this event. Come support NFL alumni Austin. They're in turn supporting Cullen Loeffler, who does an amazing job with Austin Rodeo, and the kids that get scholarships. Again, with us, it all goes back to the kids. You know, we definitely want to help those athletes that have come through the NFL that may have fallen on times, but our primary function, and again, going back to what Corey said of how we're blessed we are to do an event like this.
Yes.
We're hoping to raise tens of thousands of dollars with this. So please come on out and see us. And speaking of raising money and paying for things, I probably need to go to a commercial break here. So we're going to go pay some bills. On the other side, we've got some motley characters coming in. I've got Johnny Rogers back with us and Hunter Stewart. We may have a couple other surprise guests. Corey, thanks so much for letting us come out here
and
share the barbershop. I'm looking forward to my haircut. After the show, when we get off at 11:30 or so, Hunter Stewart and I are going to get a haircut, and we're going to put that on Facebook Live.
Cute.
So we're going to have a good time with this.
I can't wait. I love it.
Yes. So he's doing something to his head, but this is radio, so nobody can see it. All right, let's go pay some bills. We'll see you on the other side. Okay.
Welcome back to Tailgate Country on the Horn. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Here's Cliff Crable and the gang.
Sometimes you do something, and you don't really have any plan going into it when you do it, and then you go, boy, that was just made all the sense in the world, or no sense in the world, as this particular situation calls for. But I'm Cliff Crable. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn. Amanda is still sitting to my left.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
And then the Motley crew has joined us. So last weekend we had these two characters on, and we had so much fun we thought we needed to bring them back. Plus, I knew it was the only way I was going to get Hunter to cut his hair. So if I brought him to a barbershop, what's that old thing? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him
drink
beer? The only
drink
question
beer?
Is, did Hunter's wife call you and ask you to do this?
Yes. Megan hits me up on social media and says, can you fix that for me? So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Tailgate Country, not a NASCAR show that used to sit in this spot. We are here every Saturday from 10 till whenever they kick us out. In that case, today it's 11:30. We're having the gals from This Is Our Take join us. But I do have, and as life goes, they're popping open some cold beers.
This is Tailgate Country, right?
Absolutely. You're in the right spot. So Hunter Stewart is the owner of Twisted X Beer, and for anybody who knows me even a little bit, knows it's my favorite beer out there. And Johnny Rogers is Wally Pipp. Nope, I'm not even going there.
That's all right.
He was a Westlake guy and is deep in the roots of Austin High School football, and got a couple brothers who may be busy right now getting ready for OTAs. The brother at Chicago.
Yes. So that's Jay, my oldest brother, is Jay Rogers, is the defensive line coach for the Chicago Bears. He's the only staff member left from the John Fox era in Chicago, but it was a big honor, and I mean, Jay, the defensive line for the Bears had a heck of a season. I mean, you saw a lot of great things. Akeem Hicks becoming it was his first Pro Bowl. Eddie Goldman, I mean, you bring in Khalil Mack, and that defense is starting to look really scary. So we were excited for Jay. It was a big compliment to him that he's really done a good job with that group, and he's the last of that staff that is still with Nagy and the Bears. Wow.
Well, Akeem Hicks, I mean, he was good before he got, and now what he is, I mean, he was devastating.
And in talking with Jay, it's nothing other than a result of hard work. I mean, he's put in the time. You know, I think a lot of times in the NFL, too, you got to be in the right system. Mm-hmm. And now Akeem when you've got Khalil Mack on the outside, you've got Danny Trevathan, the other rookie from last year from Georgia is a linebacker, and now you got a great secondary. So it frees up Akeem Hicks to be able to make some moves and really reinforce that center. So guess what? Now they got to go to the outside, and there sits Khalil Mack and Leonard Floyd.
Which I don't care what anybody says out there. To me, if I'm starting a football franchise outside of a quarterback, Khalil Mack's the first guy on my roster.
No question.
I mean, that guy's just a beast.
And he is all football. And all he wants to do is win and win a lot, and I think they're going to get a good chance to do that in Chicago.
Now, brother number two was with the Cardinals.
Correct.
A little bit of a different situation.
Yeah, he's a special teams coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's after my heart right
name?
There.
Jeff Rogers.
Everyone's a J.
Yes, J, Jeff, and Johnny.
Okay.
I can just hear Mom now trying to yell at one of you.
Jay, Jeff, Jay,
she just yelled something with a J, and we'd all kind of run downstairs and see what one of us had done wrong. But yeah, Jeff's out in Arizona, and it's, you know, we're really excited about that staff. Cliff Kingsbury comes in. Vance Joseph has the DC. It's a great, young, dynamic staff, and I think a lot of that stems from the success that Sean McVay had out with the Rams.
Absolutely.
And so you're trying to capture lightning in a bottle, so to speak. And Cliff Kingsbury is one of the most innovative, you know, coaches out there from an offensive standpoint. So, you know, add him to the NFL and let's see what happens.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited
Nobody
now.
Nobody get mad at me. I have to be.
Yeah. Now we got to get Josh Rosen some weapons, you know, on the outside. And, you know, it starts with Larry Fitzgerald. But, you know, you got to get some Christian Kirk's out there. He's a great, dynamic young player from A&M. But they're going to have to go into the draft, into free agency, and pick up some weapons for those guys.
For sure. For that offense to perform really where the defense is already.
Correct.
And, of course, special teams, which is near and dear to my heart. That's where I spent my latter career, so I'm a big fan.
A lot of people don't understand how big of a deal special teams is. Mm-hmm. And I think if you go back to the Chicago Bears playoff game against the Eagles, you're going to understand why special teams makes a huge difference.
Or make some interesting bounces.
Absolutely. Or a couple bounces.
Yes.
So
Jules Edelman out there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on. All right, let's talk a little beer.
Yeah.
So we've been blessed to have Covert Cadillac come on board and name our barbecue team Uno Mas, and when I'm thinking Uno Mas, I'm typically thinking Hunter Stewart, but more specifically his beer. So you've got a new beer coming out that kind of fits our barbecue team.
Yeah, we're really excited about this beer. We've been talking about doing a low ABV beer for quite a while now, so we've got a beer coming out called Pitmaster Pilsner. It's the official beer of barbecue.
That's so good.
Thank you. And but
yeah, thank you.
You know, it's
Christian, don't listen.
You know, today they call it an activity beer, but really it's just a when you're outside, you're doing, you know, mowing the lawn or barbecuing or whatever. It's a great beer. So we're releasing that in kegs first this week. So go out to your local HEB, anywhere that they sell on premise, and anywhere that HEB has a bar will be on draft there.
Very nice. Well, I'll say this right here, and we'll go right to the jump. We came today for the first time ever in the Tailgate Country Lazam Insurance tailgate van and strategically located on the back right corner of the van is what I like to call in the business a tap handle. And there's a keg that goes behind that wall to that tap handle, and I'm fairly confident that will remain a Pitmaster location. I mean, it only makes sense. This is tailgate country, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So I'll probably roll up to Hunter's place every Friday and just have him hit the refill on that.
Yep. This is a wonderful plan.
Well, something neat about these tap handles, which is every tap handle we're making is going to be one of one. So
this is a great story. Can you tell that whole story for us?
Yeah, so Tommy Shirley Brothers is based out in Dripping Springs. We've teamed up with them to do one of one tap handles. So every tap handle you see is going to be one of a kind.
Oh,
so it might be mesquite, Texas pecan, or Turkish walnut, whatever we might have. So they're all going to be different, and we'll make sure we get a real nice one for the van. Mm-hmm.
And Tommy, if I remember correctly, I met him once out at Styles with You, which you're wearing that hat today. He's the one that makes the custom shotguns.
Yeah, he's an unbelievable woods. You know, he works. He's a wood maker, so he's just unbelievable.
Tremendous craftsman. I've seen his work on the shotguns.
Craftsman is the word I was looking for. Thank
you. There you go. And I can't wait to see these tap handles.
I know.
They're beautiful. He's done an unbelievable job. We're excited to get those out in the market. So
yeah,
we should have the first 30 hitting Monday.
Do we know where they're going? Do we have one place that we can kind of say we know that the kegs are? I know Nick's sitting over there. He might be able to tell us where we're getting one on Monday.
Well, we're starting out you know, our tasting room, obviously, you can come by the brewery anytime and get it today.
Good call.
This weekend we'll be serving out there, and then Monday we'll start rolling into some HEBs and then, you know, various accounts throughout the city.
Gotcha.
But, you know, for sure go out and to HEB out on 620.
That's my HEB, I was going to say.
We'll have it out there. Perfect. And then the Manor location as well, or Mueller, sorry.
So you said it's your location. Do they know it's your location? I mean, I think they
that
think it's HEB's location.
That HEB for me is like a field trip. I go there sometimes twice a day. I love it. I'm obsessed with my HEB.
You know,
it's clean. They're friendly. It's perfect. I always find something new. Now I'm going to drink the beer from Hunter. I mean, it's just.
I just, and we're not saying this because they're partners of the show, but thank you for that, HEB. But I love HEB.
I love it so much.
You know, they've got a tremendous beer selection. Mm-hmm. You go in there, everybody's friendly. It's mm-hmm. It's so Austin to
it's
me.
It's the Disney of groceries.
And the
it's
way like they support local friendly, to me yes. is just tremendous.
Totally.
And so, I think you got to give them a ton of credit, too, when all the flooding happened in Houston mm-hmm. and in South Texas, what HEB was able to reopen stores within 24 hours and actually, you know, have product for families that were out of electricity, no place to go. I mean, it's what they've done for the state of Texas is incredible.
Remarkable.
No,
definitely.
It's absolutely one of the first things I really learned about Austin is Austin supports local. Mm-hmm. And I got here, and I we feel so blessed to be partnered with people like Twisted X and HEB and Tito's and be able to come to a barbershop like this that's a Texas mm-hmm. legend. You know, it's just greatness.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for putting in the work. I know this has been going on now for like 6 months, right, Hunter, to get this beer out, maybe longer?
Probably longer than that. It's always an arm wrestle with your brewer to try to get a low ABV beer, and he absolutely knocked it out of the park. And so we're excited about this one. So, you know, be looking for it on draft. If you don't find a draft, ask your local watering hole to bring it in, and we can get it there. Look up Nick Pena over here, and he'll make sure he gets it there. So, head out to your local watering hole, and if you don't have it in there, ask him to bring it in there, and we'll try to get it there as soon as we can.
The 1092 Pale Ale.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
I'm a big fan. It seems to me some adjustments were made there. It's got a really good taste to it.
It's got a really nice citrus flavor here. We brought this beer out, I think, right before the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And out of the gate, it's just been a super hit for us. So 1092 is the elevation of our brewery, where our water source is. Mm-hmm. And so if you look on the can, you'll see a topo map. It's a really good-looking can that mm-hmm. our team put a lot of work into. So Pale Ale, new Pale Ale. It's our only Pale Ale in the entire portfolio. Got there. You can find that at HEB as well.
It's a great beer for a round of golf.
Yes. I'll tell you who we got to get this beer to. Some of those Seahawks players that are training over at Onnit. I mean, that's a Seahawk color right there.
Yeah, it wasn't intended.
I love it.
I was counting in my head how long before Hunter goes, that wasn't what I was planning on, but okay.
It looks great, though.
It does look great, for sure.
The Russell Wilson camp.
Yes.
Yeah, and listen, nothing wrong with Russell.
Well, how great is Johnny on this show? He really is Johnny Football. This is the true Johnny Football. I told you he'd be great for this deal.
So you and I have got to know each other pretty good. We can kind of communicate and not communicate on a regular basis and still kind of know the deal. But I liked him so much, I just invite you to come along, and so
that's
you
right.
bring him with you.
I know it.
And he's been a pleasure. So what are you up to these days? I mean, what's keeping you busy during the day besides planning your weekend with me?
My weekend activities. Yeah, I'm a full-time realtor here mm-hmm. in Austin. I work for Den Property Group, a company we started 10 years ago. We do a lot of downtown high-rise sale and then also Central Texas, Westlake, those types of places. But I also do a lot of philanthropy as well. We've got a great relationship with a guy named Carmen Chiara who trains kids in the East Austin, mm-hmm. gets them off the streets, puts them in a track program with some structure. And he's, you know, he's a fixture in East Austin. And so he used to train me and Hunter back in the day for high school football. And so, you know.
That was leather helmets, right?
Yes, I think so. But I mean, he had us running, you know, in sweats in, you know, 100-degree temperature back in high school, getting us ready for two-a-days and football and all that. So, you know, we do a lot of work with him and continue to help him raise money. And then the rest of the time is just trying to figure out what my fun activities are going to be for the weekends.
Well, didn't you recently help to do something real nice for him?
For Carmen? Yeah, we were able, fortunate enough, in December, he had gotten into a car accident around Thanksgiving. And so his van that he takes to transport his kids from meet to meet and mm-hmm. wherever else they need to go, we were able to, through the Covert Auto Dealership mm-hmm. And the Drew Brees Dream Foundation, we were able to purchase a new van for him, and we got to surprise him over Christmas. And it was a really touching moment.
Awesome.
It was kind of my own Ellen DeGeneres moment where you get to surprise somebody.
Yeah.
Carmen had no idea that this was coming at him. And you see the appreciation, the love. I mean, the love that he gives us and has been giving us for over 20 years. This was just a small token of our appreciation back to him. But I know it meant the world to him.
Mm-hmm. You know, we sit around here every weekend and we do all this talking about whether it's football or music or beer or barbecue or whatever the case may be. And the one thing that just keeps resonating with me is the great philanthropy that goes on amongst this new group of friends that I've acquired since I got here. You know, you sit down with a Corey Redding and you hear the stories and the amazing work he's doing. You sit down with you, even Hunter.
Yeah.
And I don't like to say a lot of nice things about Hunter, we all know. Michael Lazam, who's standing right across from us, all the amazing charitable work he did during tailgate season last year. It's just been a blessing to be part of it and to get that message out to Austin about all the great work that's going on. So I don't care whether you show up at our rodeo barbecue event and support us there, or you support these wonderful people that come on the air, they take time out of their weekend or their day to say, hey, this is what we're doing to help the community. And when I heard that story, Johnny, I just said, man, that's just the fabric of goodness that is Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can say all the keep it weird stuff, but the one thing that I know for sure is this is the most charitable, philanthropic, dumb ex-football player version of that spot I've been
right
in my 50 years. And I'm so in love with
everybody
the way we
wrap
around it.
I mean,
that's a really good way to put it, Amanda.
Roots for each other and lifts each other up. You can have your two side businesses to try to build your main business that you're really passionate about, and nobody's looking at you funny. They just want to help you reach your goal everywhere.
Yep,
so
for sure.
But it goes back to what you were talking about earlier about Austinites helping out Austinites.
Mm-hmm.
And when our family moved here in 92 and I was in the middle school, you know, one thing you don't fall in love necessarily with Austin, the city. You fall in love with Austin, the people.
The people, yeah.
And so, you know, there's lots of talk about, you know, Austin has changed so much over the last 20 years. We're no longer this or that. And, you know, my response is, you know, you weren't the same person you were 10, 20 years ago either.
That's
and
right.
So, but at the heart of it is that you got the people, the care that supports you, and they want to see you do good, and they root for you.
Yep.
So I don't think there's another community like Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I think people see that, and they're attracted to it, and now everybody from California wants to come down and get a piece of it.
Well, we'll skip California for a minute here, and I think it's exactly what you're saying. And I think one of the interesting components of coming to a town where so many people are moving in, and I'm one of them. I've only been here a year. But it still remains Austin.
Yeah.
Like, you're either going to come here and become an Austinite, or you're going to feel uncomfortable and leave. I was having a really good conversation with Hunter Stewart's wife one day, Megan, and she said, how are you liking Austin in Texas? And, like, there was no hesitation for me. I just said, I love it. And she goes, it's really interesting, the folks that I meet, either they come here and they really love it right away, or they feel like it isn't a fit for them.
Sure.
And, you know, I liken it to all of our business stuff that's going on. There's a sense of if you're a business like Reds, you know, Austin's going to support that quicker than they are that big chain.
Sure.
Of shops. It's not saying they won't. And I'll draw a perfect example. Dunkin' Donuts comes to town. There's now 10, 11, 12 of them. And they came right out and said to me, because I had a relationship with them that extended back to Boston, they said, you know, it's been a little bit of a tougher road. But then we find out that it's owned by Colt McCoy. Mm-hmm. And that word's getting out in the community now. And now that's changed.
Sure.
And I'm looking at Emily, my Sunday girl, and she heard the word Colt McCoy put together, and the big smile came on her face. And then there's only one person in Austin that loves Dunkin' Donuts more than me, and that's Emily. And so it's like a dual combo huge smile over there with her right now. But, it, you know, I love that about here.
Yeah.
You know,
Hunter's also a big fan of Dunkin' Donuts, too.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know they just put one in Dripping.
And there's probably one within scooter distance from you, isn't there?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. I just scoot right down the road.
So before we go to break, and you're listening to Tailgate Country on 104.9 The Horn, I am Cliff Crable, Amanda Tatum to my left, as always, Johnny Rogers, Hunter Stewart. Tell me about the scooter I heard about this week.
The fat scooter.
Yeah, I have a fat boy Harley at home, and I'm kind of a fat boy now, which is why Christian's sitting over there getting me right. And I hear about this fat boy scooter that you're tooling around on.
It's legit.
Did you ride that here today?
It was a little cold this morning. That was the plan. But the temperatures got a little low, and I don't have all the leather jackets and all, everything to throw on. Just not quite there yet.
Not the wardrobe yet.
But it is it's called a fat scooter, a PHAT scooter.
Oh, yes.
And for me, living downtown, I actually, for 5 years, I did not own a car. And I tried it out, and you figure through Uber, through Car2Go, through, I mean, I would rent a car every once in a while because it would cost $50. But I just wanted to see if I could live that downtown Austin lifestyle. And it became pretty quick to me that it would be really nice to have a bicycle, a scooter, something like that. And so I was down at the Chive for a party and with William Murray Golf, and they had these fat scooters. And I was like, that's what I need. Because it's not one of the razors that you find, you know, downtown.
You're going to get naked one.
That you can walk up to and, you know, do your phone. This, it feels, I've never been on a Harley, but I would assume this feels kind of like the scooter version of a Harley.
Oh, come on.
That's a stretch. And to all my Harley listener fans out there.
I'm sorry, God.
We are not going down that road. Yeah. Nice try.
I'm not saying it is a Harley. I'm saying
it's given us
a feeling.
And especially. When you plug it in each night. When you plug it in each night, it really feels like
stop,
a Harley.
Stop. No,
when
it's,
when he's kicking it with said. His leg to get it moving.
All right, I'm gonna, wherever we're at next week, I'm driving the scooter
to
you guys are gonna see and you're gonna love it. And by the I give it a month before everybody in this room has a fat scooter too.
What a perfect plug this is for next week. Next week we are in the Domain at Kicking It Austin again.
That's a little
far for the scooter.
All I can picture is you taking
you
the scooter from here to there.
Bring it down.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll put it in the Tailgate Country Lazam Insurance van. And we'll drive it there, and then we'll have him ride around the Domain with a Kick Me sign on his back. Hey, or Kick It. We'll make
Johnny,
it
nice. I'm on your side.
Thank
with
you.
This.
I appreciate that.
I want you
that.
To know, I think it sounds great.
And okay. I'll bring it up there. You can customize it. We can put Twisted X beer logo right there on the front. We're going to have all you guys in Twisted X beer scooters before you know it.
Sounds
good. We
got one
coming for Nick here pretty soon. But.
Yeah, we got to go to break real quick here, but I do want to tell a story that supports what you're talking about. So Emily and I were out yesterday visiting some clients and partners of the show and things, and we went to meet with somebody at a coffee shop. And we drove around for like a half hour and couldn't find a parking spot downtown. Yeah. We ended up parking in a garage. It was $18 for like 4 minutes of parking. Mm-hmm. I was like, we should have just took Lyft from my condo to downtown, and it would have been so much easier.
Being a downtown resident, you know, when I have friends that are coming in town or from Westlake or South Austin, wherever, I just say, take an Uber. Mm-hmm. Don't drive. There's no parking. Mm-hmm. And so for having the scooter, it's great because I don't have to worry about parking. I just park it on the sidewalk, get off the scooter, and I'm gone. So, and not only that, but it also, that's one less car on the road, okay? And Austin's got a little bit of a transportation problem. So I saw where the average person in Austin, Texas, spends 4 days a year sitting in traffic.
Yeah, wow. I want none of that at all. And I'm with you on this.
So let's get off the cars and let's get in the scooters. How about that?
Let's get that.
I can't buy into those Razor ones, but one sounds good to me. All right, we've got to go pay some bills. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to hybrid the rest of the show. And by that, I mean we've got a basketball game coming up today at 11:30. My friend Jill from Our Take is here. She's going to jump on with us. You guys, thanks so much for coming in again. Johnny, please come back next week.
Love to.
Hunter, I'll see you in a few weeks at the barbecue.
Megan just sent me a text that Johnny needs to be on here full time. And then it said, oh, and you did good too.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But we've got to go pay some bills. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn. I am Cliff Grable, and this is Tailgate Country. See you on the other side.
Waking me up, hangover bus, gonna do.
Welcome back to Tailgate Country on The Horn. Brought to you by Dos Equis. Here's Cliff Crable and the gang.
Okay, so we're going to go a little funky here. Normally, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and this is Our Take with Jill and Stacy. Come on. Today, we're a little squeezed because of a little basketball game that's going to take place at 11:30. So I thought to myself, well, how do we make it work? And we've been talking for a few weeks now about doing a neat crossover between the shows. So I thought, let's just do it now, but do it for a longer period of time. And I thought, who better than Amanda Tatum and Emily, who are regulars with me, and Jill. And I just sit back and listen to you guys for a while.
I like it.
So
works for me.
Yeah, so I'm used to just listening when it comes to attractive young women like you telling me what to do. So that's what we're going to do. We've got to go back to break real quickly to get lined up correctly for the rest of the afternoon. But I just want to quickly say it's been an absolute blast to be out here at Red's Barbershop.
Yes, yeah,
if you have not been here before, it's just cool. And you walk in and somebody just walked in now and they're like
looking around going, what is going on?
That's a party. So if you're here for a haircut, just kind of slide down that way and they'll take good care of you.
Grab a beer on your way.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want a beer, feel free to grab one. We're having a good time out here. It's been really fun spending time with Corey. We're going to, again, go back and kind of transition us from Tailgate Country to our friend from This Is Our Take and the gals from my show. And we're going to come back and get a different approach to the show. And we're going to kind of watch Jill do her thing. Sound good, everybody?
I'm excited.
You make it sound like it's a production, and I was such a mess, as always.
Well, that's production right there. If you have it all planned out, that's not production. That's boring. Right.
It's so boring.
So we're always on our cuff, and you never know when, like, Chris McNeely's going to walk in and I smack him upside the head or something. But we do fun stuff. I can't even get him to register at a zero right now.
He doesn't even flinch.
Okay.
He just woke up.
So, Dylan, we'll go pay some bills. We'll do all that legal stuff that we got to do, and we'll see you guys on the other side. You're listening to 104.9 The Horn, a marriage of sorts today of Tailgate Country, and This Is Our Take. And Jill, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me.